The discussion about whether to house the private Chilkat Valley Preschool in the public Haines School reached an emotional close Monday night. The Haines School Board voted 5-2 to not give the preschool space in the building. The tone of the preschool conversation changed in the last couple months. Haines School teachers spoke out, saying they were blindsided last spring when then-Superintendent Ginger Jewell drew up a conceptual agreement to house the preschool in the Haines School. The school board unanimously approved that idea.
The staff, I believe, has spoken out against this. The administrative staff has spoken out against it. Even the students have spoken out against it. And I believe it would be extremely demoralizing to the staff and a really would impact their trust.
That's Rich Carlson, the interim superintendent. After Jewell resigned a few months back, Carlson took over where she left off. He looked into what it would take to site the preschool within the school building. At a workshop last week, he presented a list of more than 30 challenges. They included financial costs, but also the fact that school staff say they already don't have enough space to educate the K-12 students. At Monday's school board meeting, preschool board member and parent Lexi DeWitt spoke to that.
I guess what I'm trying to say is that having a preschool come into your school is really not as big of a struggle if you have the right flexible mindset.
Chilkat Valley Preschool serves the early education needs of Haines children who don't qualify for the local Head Start program. The borough has given the nonprofit a deadline to move out of their current building, which the borough owns, by the end of this school year. Here's preschool parent Sarah Elliott.
And it just seems like this whole discussion, it has been about can't. Why can't this happen? Why can't we do this? Why can't you do this? Why can't we be in here? And I never saw a positive solution for anything come out of the school, and that's unfortunate.
Elliott echoed something that preschool board president Alyssa Henry said after last week's workshop. We don't want to go somewhere where we don't feel welcome.
I am personally, at this point, conflicted about whether or not this space is appropriate for my child as a preschooler. I see all the benefits for why we should move in here, but another part of me wants to keep my daughter out of the Haines School currently, since it's a place that she's not wanted by both students and staff. And that's the worst part of all of that, because that's the message that we're getting now.
School board member Sarah Chapel said the board should keep thinking about what the district can do to help the preschool.
We are elected as the educational leaders of this community, and we are not doing a good job of that when it comes to preschool. I'm disappointed in our lack of leadership on this issue. As a school board, I'm disappointed in the administrators and I'm disappointed in the teachers.
Chapel said the thoughtful discussion that she expected with the board and staff didn't happen. Superintendent Carlson said he was irritated by Chapel's statement.
When I read that it was conceptually agreed to, I went to the people and said, "Tell me what conceptually means." And I specifically said, "Does that mean do it?" And I was told, "No, research it and come up with a recommendation." That is what I did, and I'm insulted, frankly, by your insinuation that I'm not doing my job. So there.
Assistant Principal Cheryl Stickler responded in defense of the school's teachers.
Do you understand how much work goes into making a K-12 program? And what we were asked to do was bring in another layer that we were not prepared nor equipped to handle.
School board member Mike Wilson thanked Carlson for his work researching the preschool question.
And I think it was a hard job. This did not come easy for anyone. Somehow sides got chosen. But I think in reality, it didn't have to turn out this way. And I just want to say I support what you have done, Rich.
The board didn't discuss the matter much further. Board member Lisa Schwartz said she was disappointed in how divisive the issue had become. The vote on the preschool was divided too. 5 board members voted against the preschool moving into Haines School, and 2, Chapel and Anne-Marie Palmieri, voted in favor. Palmieri, the school board president, said she did not think this was the last conversation the board would have about the preschool. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.